This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Miran Kalim Yud Zayin, Tildu Yud Zayin and Yud Ches Aleph, Tachtis Hatzorfin Tzmeya. The silver and goldsmiths would put underneath their work a wooden clay that has a base kibble to collect the gold and silver dust as a base kibble. It's clay eight, some kabbalton. Now, we'll talk about in the bottom here if it was made to be moved or not. Shonafachin of the blacksmiths, Taira. Even though the blacksmiths also has a base kibble. It's not meant to accept anything. This doesn't have any value. Particularly eights. Because even if it has a kibble, it's not made to be makabel. We spoke about that earlier in Masechta. It's not meant to be sit on, it doesn't have to be medrash. Mashchezesh sheish ba beis kibbul shemen tmeo shein ba tahira. Mashchezesh, wooden board that we sharpen knives. Before they sharpen it, they put oil on it. And for this to be a receptacle for oil. So as a beis kibbul, it's makabel tum, if not, not. Where's the chiddush? There were not goyzer on one that does not have a base kibble, or to one that has a base kibble. If it be Evan, then it's not makabel tum. If it be matechas, makabel tum even without a receptacle. Pincus, some sort of notepad, writing pad, sheesh, but base kibble shaiva, that one of the sides of it, it opens up like a book, one side is a place to hold wax, and you could take a stylus with it, and write things on it, tamea, it's base kibble, it's wood, base kibble, tamea, shemo, if not toyer. Okay. If it doesn't have a base kibble, what was it used for then? So you would write it with ink. All right. Machzelas akash, b'shweferes akash, a mat made for sitting or lying down, made from straw. Shweferes akash, a straw made from straw. Meaning to say, you took a hollowed out piece of straw and you made it have a kibble, have a container. What's the chiddush? The Kfshur Zakash is very small. Okay. Kiva Matame, Riach Menuri Matar. So it's obviously a big chiddush. Riach Menuri says Torah. Why? So one tries like this. We learned in Perek Mishtasvah, I'm sorry, that a kli that's not a bar kayomo is made just for Shimash Arai, is not a kli. The question is a kli made from Kash. Is that considered sturdy and permanent enough or not? Kiva says it's permanent, it's makabel tumah. Yichmiri says it's not. It falls apart. The Mishnah we learned in Tesvav Aleph, it says Karesa Kashas Tahira. If it has 40 saw, otherwise it is Tamei, that's Avsun Golag Rabbi Kiva. Another Pshat they say, whether or not Kashas is done of eights. So it's interesting, it's not so clear. Things grow from the ground automatically if they're of eights or not. So maybe that would be the Machlekes here. But what is the Machlekes exactly? I'll explain. You see, the Rambam says that anything that grows from the ground has done of eights. Fascinating. We talked about this from paper, right? From Niyar, we said has done of eights. So then, I'll have to learn the Machlekes. The first way, they're arguing about whether or not it's permanent enough. It's Bakois. Kiyam that are made from a Delas Midbaris. From the wild gourd. Kids are the same thing. So what happened? You took like a squash of some sort, and you chiseled it out, you hollowed it out. Some say that Reb Shimon says that the same machlekes, whether or not it's considered permanent, for Reb Akiva, they are mekapatom, for Reb Yechonu, they're not. Or machlekes, if it's eights or not, same machlekes. Sell us conim made of reeds, shachelef type of grass, tahira, no medras. Why? Because it's not made for lying down, it's made for to be a canopy. Too hard to sit on. They're there for schach, it's not too much medras. They don't base kibble. The din of cleats, the cleats. Mishnah in Sukkah explains, interesting one, that's braided or not. Well, sorry, large or small. Versus if it's large, it's for schach. If it's small, it's for lying down. Similarly, says the Gemara, if it's braided, it's for schach, even if it's small. So you have to say that our Mishnah is talking about either it's large or braided. Shriferes hakohono shechatochol lekabalo tahira jayitzi is kol hakochai. In reeds that are found by the sea, they have a certain marrow inside called kachi, to use it as a pipe of some sort, a container, you have to take out the kachi. The Mishnah is teaching us that until you take it out, it's not a kli, it's not a kabotumma. Until you get all out. It's not even Golmi Kli.
Okay, new perek. Perek ches mishnah aleph. All right, so we talked about in the past that cleats are leather, etzem, bone, has to be able to be moved malei v'rekum. Cleat that cannot be moved when it's malei, kli abab b'midon, is not mekabel tumah. The size that we say is 3 square amos, 3 by 1 by 1. So it's 40 lach. Salach, which is 60 sar, 30 kor, 2 kor, sorry, yavish. So a shita is like a chest. B'shamir ibn Dedes mefnim, measure in the inside, the volume, what it can hold. B'shalalai ibn Dedes mechutz, count even the thickness of the walls. Why? Because the whole part of the kli b'amida is so heavy, so that should be included. Makes sense. How would you know the volume of it? Do a displacement method by putting it into water. Moidim elu v'elu shein oivir raglayim, the thickness of the feet. Uve lizbizin nimdad. This is the feet and the thickness of the rim is not included. Why? It's not part of the shita. Yeah, it's not part of the shita. That's Mekal that holds things. It's not Mitzdarif. It's Maida, the Ivy Reglaim of Elizabeth, or Nimdad with the shita. It still holds even that, it's Mekel. When AM, the airspace in between, Eino Nimnad, is not included. Okay. Third Shita, Shimon Eimer, Goyim, Goyis, Tefach, Ther, Tefach, Hai, Eim, Nimnad, what's in between is not included. Vim Lav, less than Tefach, Ben AM, Nimnad, what even is in between them is included. If they're a tefach or more, then a bottle. But less than a tefach, then they are a bottle. You look at the Daphne sheet as if they went all the way to the ground, and then the Aver is included.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.